Good morning. Welcome to Thompson Road Baptist Church and our hour of thanks. We are excited about today's worship service as we take a little bit of extra time to thank and praise our God for everything He's done. And we're thankful that you're here today, first and foremost. We're glad that everyone here has come to join us as we seek to worship and exalt our God. So we want to welcome you to Thompson Road Baptist Church and any of you who are joining us online. We're so glad to have you. If this is your first time with us visiting, we're especially glad to have you. I hope you won't slip away too quickly. As you go out the door in the back, there is a guest card, as we would love to be able to connect with you in that way and get some information from you if you are willing. And we also have a sweet treat to send you home with. So, again, we were just so glad to have everyone here, especially our first-time guests. A couple of announcements as we begin our service. We have our food drive going on in connection both here, but as well as connecting with Good News Mission. You can see they've got the barrels and the lobby area. And then we also have our Pie and Praise coming up the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which it's hard to believe Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday. I think November is just flying by. And I was reminded that we're getting close to winter because there's snow this morning, as if you didn't notice on your way in. But hard to believe we're already at that time of year. But Pie and Praise, a wonderful time for pie and a time to praise the Lord, in case you missed the pie part. But a time to praise the Lord and recount the blessings of the year. So I hope you're making your plans for that Tuesday night service that day. Well, again, it is our desire to praise and worship the Lord today in a special way as we have set aside some extra time for prayer and scripture reading. And our first scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 136. I would invite you to stand as I'll read the first three verses and then the last verse of the chapter. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. And at the end of the chapter, he says, Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your mercy that endureth forever. You indeed are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and You are the King of heaven. And we thank You, God, as we look back on the many blessings of this year, that You have been with us every step of the way. Some have been through some very trying times this year. We thank You for Your faithfulness and Your grace that You have given to comfort and encourage during those times. We thank You for the sovereignty that You have shown in bringing salvations in our church, and You have blessed us financially. You've blessed us with such wonderful missionaries and a wonderful missions conference. And we could be here hours recounting all the goodnesses that You've shown to us. I pray today that as we come to worship You, that our hearts and our desires would be pure and free of distractions, and that we would just be committed to completely focusing on You. We thank You for Your Son, through whom we have salvation, and it is in His name that we pray. Amen. Would you remain standing with me as we sing number 386, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart, verse 1, 3, and 4.
Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice in Him.
over to number 12 in your hymn books. Sing praise to God who reigns above. We'll sing all four verses.
We desire to exalt the Lord by reading His Word, and I invite you to follow along and engage your spirit, your heart in exaltation as we read inspired Scripture. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and Psalm 148. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him, praise ye the Lord. This is the word of God. Our deacons will be involved this morning in recounting the blessings that we've experienced as a church body this year. Dr. Peterson is going to come and thank God for his healing power, and Kevin Dodds thanking the Lord for his guidance.
Good morning. This past 2 years has certainly been a time where the world and the nation has wanted us to focus on infection, healing, wellness, social distancing, getting well. A big part of what we heard was getting treatment, getting the right treatment. I am thankful that our Lord is the great physician. I am thankful that despite all that we have been through this past 2 years, that on this day, we can rest assured that our Lord is in control and there is nothing for us to fear. Looking back at the past year at Thompson Road Baptist Church, there is so much that we can be thankful for and praise the Lord for. Let us remember those members and friends we said goodbye to, and that we can rejoice and give thanks that the Lord has removed their hurt and pain forever. Let us praise the Lord for his faithfulness in that. Bob Updegrove, Beatrice Bell, Ellen Williams, Bertha Von Lana, Susie Wagner, Michael Compton, Linda Phillips, missionary Kelvin Kruger, missionary Roger Perra. We thank the Lord for his gift of health that he has given those who have gotten COVID and recovered, those who have COVID and are recovering, and for those who haven't had COVID. Thank you, Lord, for that. We thank the Lord for the gift of a healthy baby boy to Jason and Felicia Madison. We thank the Lord for his healing hands on Roy Wilde and providing him a faithful, loving daughter that continues to honor him in her love and care for him. We thank the Lord for blessing Mr. Farley with the abilities to overcome his vision issues and his vision disability, and to continue to worship the Lord and be a blessing to others and to our church. We thank the Lord for the many others facing issues of health and wellness in our church, and for the Lord providing them the strength to maintain and to go day to day. We thank the Lord for his ongoing love, grace, and mercy in caring for those diseases, hurts, pains, emotional problems and trauma that have been kept private from others, that our members and family friends carry to themselves. Thank you, Lord, for your love and continued care for those needs. Now let us pray to our Heavenly Father, giving thanks and praising Him for His healing. Dear Father in heaven, so much of our prayer is driven by our perceived needs, our wants, and our desires. Forgive us, Lord. We thank You, O Lord, for Your love, grace, and mercy that You have shown us in giving Your Son, Jesus Christ, for payment of our sin. And we thank You for the continued love You show us through Your Holy Spirit and providing us this church family that we worship with. Thank You for always loving us, for always hearing our needs, our pains, our worries, our fears, our hurts. Thank You for the assurance that You are in control and there is no chance or luck with our life, Lord. Thank You, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As Dr. Peterson stated, it certainly has been another unique year. A lot of things that we can look at and be concerned about, and the things that we can worry about. But as we've already read Scripture this morning, God's given us His Word. We have instruction and promises, things that we can gain peace through. And if we focus on God's Word and His promises and look at things in the right perspective, we certainly have a lot to be thankful for. So just a few things I'm going to talk about here. Our Christian heritage. On a national level, I'm thankful for the many godly men and women over the centuries that have built and shaped this nation. We're still enjoying the blessings from that, from those that have gone before us. We have people still across this nation, local levels and churches on a national level, that are fighting for Christian values and so that we can continue to enjoy these freedoms that we have in this great nation. And I believe that, you know, the resilience we've seen is evidence of God's hand on our country and His grace and mercy and protection. And there's still a lot of good things happening. The prosperity we enjoy here in the United States is able to travel around the world, be involved in humanitarian activities, and send missionaries across the world still. With COVID, we've experienced a lot of complications. We've all seen it. Shortages, supply chain interruptions, prices are going up, lead times are going up. But if we really consider, we still have everything we need. We're very blessed. And we can get the luxuries that we want, usually delivered to our doorstep, just a couple days. So we still have a lot to be thankful for. In the last year, we haven't seen the civil unrest like in the previous year. Work's still available for all who want to work. And for those of you who have traveled around the world, you know that there's no place like we have here in the United States. As a church, lots to be thankful for also. Our pastors have remained healthy. We've continued to enjoy excellent teaching and preaching, and there's a lot of great teachers here. We've got a great team of pastors. We've been able to continue to meet as a church without interruptions, no restrictions. I think probably most people know Pastor Slutz was involved in a Missionary Baptist Church there in Coatesville for about a year as interim pastor. And they were able to find a new and install a new pastor here in May. And that's a blessing. We've been blessed here at Thompson Road with a great diversity of talent, and last year as we've navigated through COVID and we've had people that we've been able to tap into for their expertise, and we continue to have that. Those people that are varying degrees of knowledge that are willing to help and jump in. Any project issue that we have around the church here, there's the talent is here, and they continue to jump in and help, and this platform is one of many examples of that. Tithes and offerings have remained strong. attendance is going up, in-church attendance is going up. And we would continue to be able to support missionaries, our missionaries, and others are going to speak more of that, so I won't say more. But I'd just like to pray and thank the Lord for our leaders, our leadership, and His direction and loving hand on us. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for the time that we can just come together, assemble, and just focus on all the ways that we've been blessed and what you've done for us. Thank you for the health that you've given to each of us, that we can be here today. Thank you so much for your word and all the promises and the peace that we can have through these difficult times, knowing you're in control. Thank you for all those Christians in the past that you've used to influence and to shape our nation, for the blessings that we see and we reap today because of them and their faithfulness. And thank you for those that are still fighting. Thank you for just the freedoms that we have to assemble here and to worship as we please. We thank you for this great group of believers here at Thompson Road, their talents and their abilities and their willingness to serve. Many members in one body working together to carry out the ministries of the church. Thank you for the pastors that you've given to us, for their wisdom, their knowledge, and for their health, continued health. Just thank you for all these things. We have many things to be thankful for, and we'll just continue to trust in you for all things. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
We certainly praise the Lord for everything He's been doing in our church this year, and it is our desire that He would be exalted supremely in our church. So let's sing that song, I Love the Church. Would you stand with me? Choir members, you can go ahead and line up and come on up on the platform when you're ready. But we'll sing the first, third, fourth, and fifth verse of I Love the Church.
I love the church.
stand with me as we sing the song, Now Thank We All Our God, number 10 in your song books. We'll sing the first and third song. And as we sing, think about some of the things that you're thankful for, things that God has done for you this year. Number 10, Now Thank We All Our God.
Next scripture passage is the 111th Psalm. I want to invite you to read that responsively with me. I'll begin with verse 1. And as we alternate, would you join in and read along on the even verses, the 111th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people, and he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever, holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And all God's people said, Amen. Now to lead us in thanks for God's provision, Mike Fultz will come, and then Bob Boone to thank the Lord for his salvation.
Morning. To God be the glory. I'm just here to thank and praise the Lord for his provision of not just finances but material needs. Seeing that barrel out there in the lobby is another sign that we've been given extra so that we can help others who are in need. God has given us the extra that we needed so that we can give to the church and meet the needs of the church, meet the needs of those who are less fortunate. The church has been able to do that this year because of your faithful giving. We've been able to meet all of the payments that were required for bills. We've been under budget pretty much all year long, and that's just because of faithful giving. We have been able to do some improvement projects. You've seen behind me and other areas in the building, some of which are hidden and needed to be done. That money was provided through the faithful giving of each of you so that we could make sure that the house that we worship in stays in good repair and is a joyous place to worship. Through faith promise giving, all the missionaries that we have, we could call them our staff, we pay salaries to those missionaries, and each of them got their checks this year on time. And last year I had come up with a jar with an FP on it for Faith Promise that I was telling a story for Vicki Murray, who wasn't able to be here last year, and she's actually here today. Her health has improved that much that she can be here in church. So that's a blessing to see her here in church. The church is debt-free. You make a lot of decisions differently when you don't have debt. And thank the Lord that we have been able to remain debt-free. And a verse that we covered in Sunday school this morning, the biggest blessing that God gave us, is Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So the biggest blessing we have is that he gave us his son. Let's pray. Father, thank you for another day to serve you. We don't trust in the riches that you have provided to us. We trust in you because you have provided them. Thank you for being our provider. I pray that we would keep that in mind, that those riches that you provide to us are to be used for your glory, to meet our needs, to meet the needs of others. And I just pray that we would continue to be faithful in our giving, and that we would continue to meet the needs of others, and that we would continue to do work through missionaries throughout the world that are meeting the needs of others. And most importantly, they are bringing your word to them. I thank you for giving us your word so that we can learn more about you. And I pray that everything that we do would glorify you and not ourselves. And I just thank you for your provision. Help us to be mindful of that each day and trust in you and not in the riches. In your name we pray. Amen.
Morning. Everybody smiling today? I get the privilege to talk about the exciting thing today. I get to talk about salvation and the fact that how many kids and adults and young kids and have been saved this year in our church. So I'm excited about it. When everyone in here was a small child, you learned a verse in John 3:16, right? They can all say it, right? Everybody here know it? Great, I won't say it. But I'm going to tell you, there's a couple words that I really like. Whosoever. There's two words in the Bible I like. Whosoever and all. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? So does it mean that just the people at Thompson Road can get saved? No, it doesn't. It means other people can get saved as well. And we've seen it here at Thompson Road this year. We thank God that he sent his son to give us all a way to salvation. What a tremendous blessing that is. He didn't have to do that, you know. Didn't have to. But he did. It's because he loves us. And he sent his son to die for us. Thank you for that. In children's program at church this year, we've seen four kids get saved. Were they part of all? Yes, part of all. See, last summer we were able to have Vacation Bible School. As if anyone knows me, they know I love Vacation Bible School. Mostly because I haven't grown up yet, but I love Vacation Bible School. 12 kids got saved last summer. Amazing. I'm thankful for all the teachers here at Thompson Grove that have planted seeds all year long so that people get to lead these kids to get saved. A lot of times the kid doesn't, they don't get saved the first time. They gotta see that you're serious and that you believe and all those things. But once they see it, they don't question all or whosoever. They figure themselves as they're part of all. I have the opportunity to teach at Prairie Township Religious Ed in a public school. And the first day, this girl says, I don't want to know any of the rest of that stuff. I need to know how to get saved. In a public school. I told her. And I haven't gotten in trouble for it. So it's amazing, amazing program. We had an adult lady that got saved this year. She part of all? She's part of all. Whosoever, she's part of all. A teenager got saved this year. So you got kids, adults, teenagers, all got saved at our church this year. You know, I don't know the exact number, but I think it's somewhere approaching 20 with everybody. What a tremendous blessing to come to our church and see the gospel preached and kids and everyone's getting saved. Thank you for keep praying. Last summer, our teen group got the opportunity to go out and speak at a missionary out to the DuPonts. What a tremendous blessing it is to go out there and plant seeds for these kids that are not church kids. They've not heard the gospel. They've not seen the gospel. They don't know how people live, but they got to go out and plant seeds where it's never been planted. It's an amazing blessing. I get to pray today and thank God for our salvation and for the fact that he sent his son to die for us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for staying. We thank you for loving us. Father, we thank you so much for sending your son to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you that we could have the opportunity to get saved. Thank you for the fact that I was saved at a young age and many kids were saved at a young age. But Father, I thank you for that. Just pray now that you be with us and continue that we can continue out this year strong, and we can continue to plant seeds and other people water and water and water, and then the seed grows and it gets saved. Father, I thank you for that. Father, I pray that there'd be many more get saved here at Thompson Road, and thank you for the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds over the years that have been saved. Father, just pray now that you keep us safe and be with the rest of the program today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sorry, that was a little loud.
Sing number 343. Would you stand with me as we sing, Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul. I trust that this is your prayer, that this is a reflection of what has happened in your heart, that your heart has been transformed by the blood of Christ. We'll sing all three verses, Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul.
Some thank the Lord for strength and hope, for
chorus, we'll ask the instrumentalists to drop out and we'll sing with just our voices. On the third.
I trusted him from day.
People said, amen. You may be seated.
We thank the Lord for his word that he has revealed, inspired, preserved for us, and illuminates to us. On Sunday nights, we focus on learning more of God's truth. We study, preach, and teach God's word in order to understand better his revealed truth for us. Part of that this year has been in scripture memory, several verses that we have as a congregation rehearsed, recited together as we've learned on Sunday nights. And now here at toward the end of the year, we'll say all of those together, starting with the reference and then followed by the verse, just reciting each verse once all together, beginning with 1 Peter 2:9. Would you join me? 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. For our conversation, 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what hath the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. 2 Corinthians 6:17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 5:15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. 1 Chronicles 16:24-25. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Finally, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Thank you, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity to have this revelation, for the faculty that he gives us to be able to understand, commit it to memory, and the grace that he gives us to be able to implement it in our lives. So thankful for these and many other scriptures that he has opened to us this year, increased our understanding of, and added to our spiritual armor and toolbox to be able to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Next, we'll hear from Matt Peck, who will thank and praise the Lord for his work through our missions program. And finally, from Keith Coors, who will thank God for his sovereignty.
We have to be thankful for another year of missions giving. We're thankful for another year of Faith Promise Missions Conference. We're thankful for pastors that we've had since the formation of this church that see the need to send the gospel around the world. Pastor Joel has continued what Pastor Slutz had done. And we've, you know, through the monies of this ministry, mostly through the grace of God, but through the monies of this ministry, we've been able to help send missionaries around the world. We've been blessed this year. Bible Tracts, Inc. sent 10,000 gospel tracts to Pakistan. Pakistan is the second most populous Muslim country in the world, with 200 million Muslims there. So we were able to send Bible tracts there for 5% of their population. Rodney Fitzsimmons in Haiti was able to see a gentleman who had raised up in their church become a pastor and take over a church there. Lead a church, not take over, excuse me. Through our Faith Promise offerings, we were able to send two missionaries out, support two missionaries this year that we hadn't before. The Aristides to Haiti, which is the darkest continent in this hemisphere. Haiti needs much prayer. And we were also able to send the Aristides to, no, excuse me, the Pizarros to Puerto Rico. As we look at the budget in these next few weeks, hopefully we'll be able to look at some of the missionaries that we had here in late September and consider them. I believe that the Lundays they just left Friday or Saturday to go to Brazil. And this is a young couple that had 93%, I believe, when they were here visiting with us. So pray for these young men and women who are willing to go places that we aren't willing to or are incapable of going. Roger Perro, his church was able to baptize 5 people as he returned. I mean, just if you consider our missionaries and where they are, we cover every time zone to the best of my knowledge. There could be an area in Russia where we don't, but you know, we still have services that'll be going on for another 8 hours today, and you know, we have some that I'm guessing Mark and Diane will be starting one here in about 4 or 5 hours. So just consider that. Consider when you give your Faith Promise offering that, you know, what you're able to give, what God has blessed you to be able to give, spreading the gospel 24 hours a day around the globe. Now let's pray. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to gather together in your name with the brothers and sisters of like faith. We're thankful for another year of our Faith Promise meeting what was promised, and that's only through your grace we're able to do that. We're thankful for the missionaries we're able to support, and we're thankful for the boards that we're able to support, for Good News Ministry, that we're able to support the ministry. God, we just pray that you'll be with these young missionaries that are starting their lives out and have been willing to return to where they grew up, as in Seth Lunday. God, I just pray you help us to remember these young folks and the older folks. You know, throughout Europe we have Ed and Sylvia who are growing older, as we all are. We pray for the Chelichenkos, and we pray for Amanda Baker. We pray for the Vanderhoofs, and God, names just escape me right now. We pray for Harry and Michelle and Africa, Sinclairs. Pray for the Hostetlers, and we have two in Madagascar, and I apologize that they escaped me right now, but you know, we have a continent that's 100 times the size of Texas, and we have 8 missionaries that are that are in that continent. And we just pray for them. God, I just pray that you'll give us guidance. Be with our pastors and our finance board as we look at who we can support. We're thankful for Pastor Stevens and the vetting that he does and looking for who to invite to our missions conference and for those who'd be best served by our funds. And we thank you, God. We just pray that we'll continue to be a mission-minded church with mission-minded pastors. Thank you, God. Amen.
Good morning. They gave me a title here, and on my heart, you guys know me enough that I always talk from my heart. I came up with a verse that kept coming over and over. It's Romans 5:8. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then reading off of here, we do thank and praise God for his sovereignty. The men before me listed many. God has loved us as our heavenly Father and protected his perfect plan for us. We are thankful that Jesus Christ is the head of our church. And we are thankful that we can gather together with one mind and one heart to worship our God. Here and online, people see that just have a heart for the Lord. I kind of don't have it written down, but I just think about online how we can come together like that, how the Lord, his love and his control, how he's allowed that. That just, it's his perfect plan for his church. Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy Father, thank you for your word that we can read. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us and comforts us. Thank you that we can pray anywhere and anytime. Thank you for your control and love. In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
Well, as we look back on the year, one thing that we can always be thankful for is the Lord's faithfulness. He has always been good to us. He's always been there for us. And truly, he has been faithful. And so would you stand with me as we sing number 26, our final hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, the first and third verse.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for your faithfulness. We can't thank you enough for your salvation that you provided through Jesus Christ, your Son, and that whosoever will may come. We do thank you for the salvations that we've had in our church this year, the young people, our teens and adults, and we thank you for the salvations that have come through the work of our missionaries. I pray that you would bless them and keep them and help them to continue to persevere, help them to fight loneliness and go to you for strength. I pray that we would continue to be faithful partners, prayer partners, financials, supporting partners. I thank you for this church, for the members here who are so faithful to you. I thank you for our leadership, for our pastors. I thank you for Pastor Joel and his faithfulness. May you continue to give him strength and wisdom as he leads us as you would have him. Thank you for Pastor Slutz and his ministry. And I pray that you would bless our deacons. We thank you for the service and the faithfulness that they have in leading as an example to our church, and for so many others who serve behind the scenes, working on remodeling projects, or our Sunday school teachers, children's church workers, Awana workers. I pray that you would bless each one, and so many others. God, thank you for each one that you have here today. If there's anyone here who does not know you as their Savior, and they don't know your faithfulness personally, they don't know for sure that you have saved their soul, I pray that they would not let another day go by without making that right, that they would come and ask you in repentance, asking for forgiveness for their sins. And as we go from this place, God, I pray that you would help us to, again, have an attitude of thanks and praise and worship, not just when we gather here today, but throughout the week. And now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I hope to see you back tonight at our 6 o'clock service. We'll close by singing Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, and then you'll be dismissed.